the Saturday Light Brigade. What a great day to have you with us. Thank you for tuning in. And in just a moment, you are going to meet representatives from 4 different schools today, I believe. 4 different programs, all as part of the Fairchild Challenge. It's our Youth Expression Showcase for June 1st. And the challenge this time around was to come up with a publicity campaign for plants in your life, how to encourage people to incorporate more plants in their lives. And those who won the competition are here today. And first, we'll just get a chance to meet each of them, and then we'll talk about their entries afterwards. And I'm going to start with Aubrey and welcome you. Hi, Aubrey.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And you go to Mellon Middle School, Mount Lebanon?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hello to our science teacher, Mrs. Peterson. She helped us a lot when we were making our song.
Excellent. Anybody else? It's hard when you go first, so if you think of anybody else, I'll give you a chance a little later, too. What do you like to do?
I play soccer. And I Irish dance.
Excellent. Who do you dance with, a troupe or a group?
A group.
What's the name of it?
Shoveling Academy of Irish Dance.
I've actually seen that academy before. How long have you done that, since you were a little girl?
Since first grade.
Yeah, that's a lot of people get started very early. Well, it's nice to meet you, Aubrey. And sitting next to Aubrey, we are now going to say hello to Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
And can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I play a lot of sports and hang out with my friends a lot.
What sports do you play?
I swim, and I play softball also.
I was thinking a lot. I've did more swimming in the last 2 weeks than I've done in probably 10 years, and I was a real swim rat growing up. Are you on a team?
I am.
It's now the season, is it over?
We're in a summer season now.
Okay. Swimming is demanding. What's your best stroke?
Butterfly, probably.
It's a good stroke. Do you want to say hi to anybody tuned in?
I'd say hi to Mrs. Peterson also. She's listening into this.
Excellent. And that is Taylor. And then sitting next to Taylor is Libby. And we'll say hello to you. Hi, Libby.
Hi.
Hi. Are you guys all in the same grade?
Yes.
And that is what grade?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And what do you like to do for fun?
I play the violin, and also I like to play softball and volleyball.
You guys are talented. You've got a lot going on. And Mrs. P, we should acknowledge her.
Yeah. Hi, Mrs. Peterson.
Anybody else?
I don't know.
Did you guys give your team a name at all?
No.
Okay, this is Mellon Middle School in the Fairchild Challenge. And there's one more member of the team that's here, and her name is Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself.
I'm in a play right now, and I also do, I also play lacrosse and field hockey.
Cool. What play are you in?
I'm in Singing in the Rain.
Excellent. What part?
I didn't get a part this year.
No? So are you in the chorus, or?
Yeah.
That's a great play. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
That's the only musical I've ever seen on Broadway, and I really like Singing in the Rain a lot. Do you want to say hello or acknowledge anybody here?
I guess my family's listening to it, and say hi to Mrs. Peterson.
Absolutely. Mrs. P sounds like a great person. So we'll come back to talk about your entry in a little while. They have a song that they're going to share, which is pretty cool. Now, Claire is here, and Claire is from Woodland Hills Junior High, and Woodland Hills Academy is the school you're in, right?
I'm in the junior high.
In the junior high, okay. And Claire, you're in eighth grade?
Seventh.
Seventh, okay. Tell me about yourself.
I play the flute, and I listen to music a lot, and I like to read and be outside.
Great. What's the last book you read that you'd recommend as a really great book?
I don't know.
Or is there
a
book?
A lot.
Yeah. Is there one, I mean, if somebody your age was listening and was looking for a book that maybe they haven't heard of that you would recommend?
Oh, Code Name Verity. I can't remember who wrote it, but it's a really good book. It's interesting. It's about World War II and these two girls who are best friends, and one gets captured.
Sounds like a really good, it sounds like the kind of book you can't put down until you finish it. Do you read books, or do you prefer to read on a Kindle or Nook? Or?
I do both. I have my Nook Color, so I read a little on my Nook. I read real books at the same time.
Yeah, I do the same thing. It's kind of nice. You always have a book with you if you're able to do that. Do you want to acknowledge anybody? Or?
I want to acknowledge my teacher, Mrs. Nipis, who got us into the Fairchild Challenges, and my partner in crime, so to speak, Tessa Douglas.
Excellent. And we will talk to you about your project in a second. But first, let's now go to Woodland Hills Academy, right? And we'll say hello to each of you. In fact, I'm going to move that microphone there for you, this one there for you. And instead of calling you, you... I should call you Matt, right?
Yes.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I really like to go to school. I really enjoy it, especially science.
Good.
And I really like to play sports. Like, I play soccer, and I also swim during the summer and sometimes during the winter.
What do you like about science?
I really like how you can be so creative and, like, explore different areas.
Have you thought about what you want to do when you get older?
I've always thought about being an architect because I really love to draw and calculate stuff.
That's a good combination. You know, I didn't know much about architecture until, frankly, I was well into being an adult, because when we built our studio here, I had to work with some architects. And it's a nice combination of using, you know, engineering and math and scientific principles, but also being creative at the same time. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I would like to say hi to my mom, because I know she likes to listen to these shows a lot. And I also want to acknowledge my teacher, Ms. Pearson, for helping us a lot and giving us a lot of inspiration.
Excellent. And a lot of folks might tune in on the podcast, too, later, that will be able to hear from you. Thank you, Matt. And then also on Matt's team are some other folks. And let's, here we go. We'll go right now to meet John. Hi, John.
Hi.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I enjoy playing soccer. I like swimming. I'm not really on a team. I just go to the pool. And I play percussion in my school band.
Oh, what do you play?
Pretty much just everything that is back there.
Because I play timpani, so you've got timpani, snare,
bass.
Yeah,
we've got like timpani, snare drums, bass drums, chimes, keyboard, lots of stuff.
You've got lots of good stuff. Is there one you like playing better than others?
Well, I played the keyboard in this last concert. It was pretty fun.
Excellent. Anybody to say hello to or acknowledge?
Well, I know my dad's listening. He couldn't make it to the studio today. And I'd like to acknowledge, like he said, our teacher, Ms. Pearson, and everybody else on our team who couldn't make it today.
Excellent. And we've got two more boys of this team to say hello to. Michael, I'm so glad you made it. We'll start with you. And you guys are all in sixth, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And Michael, tell me about yourself.
I play soccer. I also play percussion with him.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite percussion instrument?
I like to play the timpani.
I was trying to remember who all my fellow percussionists were, actually, when I was on vacation over the past couple of weeks, because you really bond when you play together, because you have to sort of help one another, and I enjoyed doing that a lot. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
My teacher, Ms. Pearson, for helping us
Excellent.
With the whole challenge.
Great, and we'll talk more about the specific challenges right after we get a chance to meet Liam, who is our last person to say hello to today. Hi, Liam.
Hello.
And you're also in sixth grade at Woodland Hills Academy.
Yeah.
And anybody to say hello to at all?
I'd like to say hello to my parents and to Mrs. Pearson for helping us through the entire competition.
Now, I noticed you and Matt both have these shirts that look like they're handmade. Were these part of the Fairchild Challenge also?
Yes, they were part of the advertising campaign.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you're going to tell us more. And in fact, let's start with you guys and tell me a little bit about the advertising campaign. If you're just joining us, this is the Saturday Light Brigade. And what all of these kids did, we have four teams represented here, the four boys you just heard from. Actually, we have three teams represented, the four boys you just heard from. And then we also have a team from Mellon Middle School and half of a partnership from Woodland Hills Junior High here in Clare. And the idea was to come up with a publicity campaign for trees, a publicity campaign for trees. We're going to talk about each of those campaigns. And if you would like to send a shout out or a note of congratulations to any of the participants you're about to hear from, the way to do that is to go to Instant Input at our website, slbradio.org, and just type in your message, and I'll make sure that I pass it along. It'll come straight into the studio. So let's go to the Woodland Hills Academy team. They're consulting. They're thinking about it. And who can tell me a little bit about what you guys did? This is great. All four are pointing to a different person. You're gonna get it. It looks like, Matt, you've been elected.
Well, I know we had six challenges, and each challenge was supposed to be creative. Like, I think my favorite challenge was when we had to bake a very healthy snack, and John was actually on the radio because his snack was elected to be second place.
Yeah. What was your snack again, John?
It was the Hubbard Squash Muffins.
Yeah, I remember that. People loved hearing about that. So what did you do to publicize trees?
Well, we made a song, and like, then we sent it in to the head of the Fairchild Challenge people. Then they really liked it, so we kind of like made a brochure, and it was like made public.
Look, and I see, is that the brochure that you made? This is great. You, wow. And life is enhanced by plants. Is that the song? Life is enhanced by plants. And this brochure is designed to highlight seven benefits that plants bring to our lives. The LEP marketing team, well, LEP is, does that stand for anything?
I'm pretty sure it stands for life is enhanced by plants.
Excellent.
And the I and the B are just like the side.
This is really nice. And it goes through seven different benefits of plants. And you guys also wrote, and you give web links too, which is great. Now the song you wrote, is it designed for other people to sing along with? Or what does it do? Does it help you remember the benefits?
It really kind of exposed good it yeah it exposed the benefits of having a plant, like stress relief, made you feel better. It gives homes to animals, a lot of really good benefits.
Excellent. And I know I don't know if you'd like to share any of the song with us. I think when we talked earlier, you elected not to sing today or to share it. Is that right?
It was kind of embarrassing because it's like the parody of like a girly song made by a band called One Direction.
Oh, yes. I've heard of them.
And for the record, it was the girls in our group's idea. It wasn't us.
That's yeah. Okay. But doing a parody of a song is a great thing. Actually, it's very challenging to write a parody. And if you pick a song that people know, they'll at least get the message a lot quicker. So who else was in your group?
Our group was us four, then the three people from Schaefer named Hunter, Caitlin,
and Haley.
And Haley.
Okay, so you all collaborated. Well, that's pretty good.
And then people from our school were also Riley, Kiara, Adam, and Caleb.
Oh, you had a big team. Well, congratulations. If you change your mind about singing or sharing any lyrics, let us know. That's totally up to you. Everyone's pointing. Yeah. Go ahead. You can just say hello. Everyone's looking at Liam.
Well, I created the brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And the brochure talked a lot about the different benefits that plants give. Like, they give us food, they give us fitness. If you have a garden, it gives you exercise. They reduce air pollution. And above all things, they're pretty.
Yeah.
So they can make a dull house look pretty if you plant flowers out in front.
That's excellent. How old are you now?
12.
That's a great summary, Liam, of those things. By the way, does anybody know anybody in Edinburgh named Jane and Jim, maybe?
Yeah, those are my grandparents.
They just said hello to you, and great job and congratulations. And they called you Jack.
Yeah, pretty much just at school I go by John. And it's confusing for all my friends that know me inside and outside of school. They have no idea what to call me.
Yeah, I usually like to call him John.
Well, today's, you know, it's the J game we were talking about, so it all works. Well, congratulations to you guys. Anything else you want to say about your particular project?
We like, for the PSA, we did, like, an interview thing.
Cool.
So he was the interviewer, and all of us had different characters.
Excellent.
Like, a person who knew a lot about fruit and plants, and he just interviewed all of us.
Did you record it?
Yes.
And is it available anywhere, like for people to listen to or see?
I think it might be up on our school's website.
Cool.
I think it's in the links section.
Oh, yeah, the brochure has links on it.
Yeah.
We'll try, if you have an extra brochure, we'll try to post those links on our Facebook page for people. Well, thanks, guys. And let me turn to Claire. I want to be sure we have time for everybody. Now, Claire is here a bit by yourself. Your partner couldn't make it today. Tell me what you did.
We had three different projects that we did. We made a flyer. No, we had four. What am I saying? Oh, we had four. We made a flyer that told us how if you have a headache, plants help relieve and prevent your headache because they have their stress relief, like the boy said. We also made a billboard design for plants showing how they increase productivity and people enjoy the environment more when there's plants around them, where the first picture showed us sitting around a table looking completely bored and not doing any work, and then there were like 50 plants on the table in the next picture and we were all doing work and being all productive. It was very, that one was really cool. That's, I think, what we got nominated for. And we had another member of my team did a radio show, so to speak, a radio commercial for plants. And finally, I was in charge of, for 50 bonus points, we could have made a music video, like the boys did. So instead of doing a One Direction song, and I saw your video, that was you made a beautiful plant, Jack. instead of doing a One Direction song, we made a cover of the song Thrift Shop, and two of the boys in our group made up this entire plant rap. It was crazy. But it took us like three periods to finish.
That's fantastic.
And we edited it. Yeah, it actually was pretty funny, and it looked really well, good. So it was cool.
Three periods is actually pretty quick. What do you think about it?
We were filming outside. Like, we gotta go. We gotta go. Come on. We gotta go.
that sounds great. And you know, your radio commercial or any of your radio related things, like the public service announcement, we would play those here on the radio. So afterwards, we can think about ways to get it to us if you'd like us to. Excellent. Do you think your work will be effective in convincing people?
I think it will. It was very interesting. We actually ended up showing the thrift shop video to, it was like all of the students in our gifted program who do these challenges, and everyone loved it. And we decided to go outside. We had previously decided to go outside and fix up our butterfly garden, so we just took out all the trash and we put down mulch and planted new things, and we've been taking care of it for ever since.
Terrific. And thanks, Claire. We're going to talk to our last team in just a minute, who is from Mellon Middle School in Mount Lebanon. If you're listening for the first, today's our first day in Phoenix, Arizona. They would love to hear about the importance of plants in Phoenix and what you're doing too. And we welcome Radio Phoenix to our radio stations today. And we thank you for being here along with us. A couple more messages. If you would like to say hello to any of our kids, you can reach us directly by going to slbradio.org and instant input. And Kathleen and George are in Franklin. And way to go, Jack. We're so proud of you, right, Kathleen and George? The other set of grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. So great that they took a minute to write. I have another email for our next group who says something. Did you know that chlorophyll is the green pigment in plants, right? Saw this person. Good luck wrapping. And it's from somebody... with the first, the person's name begins with a K. Does anybody know who that is?
It's probably my brother.
It's your brother, Kyle. So, Taylor, tell us a little bit about what you girls did.
Well, we were in charge of doing the extra credit, which was the music video. We also made a parody of the song Thrift Shop. And so we spent a lot of time working on that and rewriting it to show the benefits of plants.
Well, excellent. And we're going to have you girls, are you ready to share it with us? We'll get rid of the background music because you're going to do your own. And whenever you're ready, this is their song to help you get into plants.
Hey, guys, want to go to FIPS?
Plants, 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 plants.
Soil, soil, soil and dirt. Hey, I'm gonna go to FIPS because I really want to see some plants. They benefit us in many ways. Plants are really awesome.
You'll walk up to the farm like, what if there's a carrot crop?
I'm super psyched about the zinnia at the floral shop.
Wow, that scent is really calming.
The yard is really pretty because the color's really popping.
Grow, heal, medicate, helps the teachers educate.
Planting it, watering it, gonna give me oxygen.
Probably should have watered this, don't want it withering.
But hey, it was 99 cents.
Sap from the trees help rosin your bow. The tiny little seeds will eventually grow.
Providing pollen for the bees and houses for the monkeys, these all come from...
trees!
Go into my grandma's house, look at all those roses.
Put them in a pretty vase admired by noses.
FIPS Conservatory, planting trees. Yeah, I'm gonna go to FIPS, cause I really wanna see some plants. They benefit us in many ways, plants are really awesome. I'm wearing denim pants, they're from a cotton plant. I'm in these linen clothes from a flax plant down the road. I'm gonna go to FIPS cause I really wanna see some plants. They benefit us in many ways. Plants are really awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That was absolutely great. Did anybody want to say anything that they maybe forgot to say?
This song is also on YouTube. It's the plant song, if you want to look it up.
Great. And hey, Cassie and Molly just wrote, way to go, Mellon Middle School girls. We're proud of you. Casey and Molly Gannon. Who's that?
They're our friends.
Oh, great. Sorry to say Cassie, Casey. Casey and Molly Gannon, and thank you for checking in. Congratulations to all nine of you.
One thing, before this is over, I'd just like to say that our group actually won first place overall, and with that, we got an opportunity, and when the Point State Park fountain is reopening, we're going to count down to that, actually.
Oh, cool.
On Friday.
It's on Friday at 5, and Ms. Pearson, our teacher, said that elected officials are going to be there. Officials, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Are going to be there with us, and like we're going to get to have fun and be able to really represent something.
Well, that's great, and all of you really represent something because your song, you guys. Girls sing beautifully. Do any of you sing in chorus or anything?
No.
No.
You sound great. I can tell you put a lot of work into it, and you guys will be singing at the fountain, I guess, right?
I don't think we are.
I don't know.
The guys are still a little...
The girls might be singing. I don't think we are.
And Claire, thank you for being here, too. Thanks to all of you, and congratulations. It's really... I'm proud of you. And, you know, we take plants for granted, right? They're everywhere, but you don't think about them, and you're helping people think about them in new ways. So thanks. Those are our Fairchild Challenge winners. Plants, 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 plants. I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of the day.